Quasi-Cerebral Talk and Tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on unceded stolen lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on unceded stolen lands of the Katsi, Stolo, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. And here at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship of the lands and the waters. My name is Leslie. Have I got a special treat for you today on the show, hailing from Taipei, Taiwan. My guests are a five-member J-pop underground idol group produced by Sato Face Studios. In winter 2024, they debuted for the first time on stage as a small but powerful ray of light, illuminating even the greatest depths of the ocean. I don't know if that intro is okay, that's what I've got here. You're actually no stranger to them if you've listened to Typically Tuesdays regularly, as their work has been previously been broadcasted on the show, and also very highly praised and discussed with great admiration by Nina of local overseas idol group Non-Sweet. My dearest listener, it is my great honor to welcome to the stage Meikai Oceanus!
Yay!
Thank you so much for joining me on the show today. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, everyone. We are
Meikai Oceanus.
My name is Kamine Sela. You can call me Sela.
My name is Akaboshi Inori. You can call me Inori.
My name is Sakuno Anli. You can call me Anjang.
My name is Amami Umi. You can call me Umitan.
My name is Masilo Lemon. You can call me Lemon.
Yay! Thank you so much for coming on to the show. I know you guys have a busy day and a busy schedule because you've been touring in North America. But I'm really grateful to have you on to the show. As I mentioned before, Nina from Non-Sweet, she introduced me to your work. And I got a lot of positive feedback on that show because people became very interested in your music, and I've been able to play your music on my program ever since as well. So this is a great honor for me to be sitting here with you today. Yeah, how has your North American tour been so far?
It's Lemon. Fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, for we and fans that we share our energy and support each other, whether on stage or off, and the fans are crazy. they are so much energy to supporting us. Yeah, it's a very great memory for us. Yeah, maybe the performance time is early, but it's okay because everybody's waiting for us and they saw us yay, Meikai Oceanus. I will go ocean jump for you. That's really cute. Yeah.
Umi, yeah.
I think that the vibe here is very different from Taiwan and maybe in other countries. I think it's special. And their energy is so positive. They will not give us that much negative response. Yeah, I think it's good.
And even that they are not our fans, they just supporting us on stage, and I think that is very good reaction to us. Yeah.
And everybody give us a smile. Everybody in the stage, everybody saw us, like giving big smile to us, and I'm happy to see their face, each one of them is very happy.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's great. That's great to hear that you guys have been enjoying your time here in North America, because you performed over at US Idol Fest last weekend, and then later on this week, this weekend, at the time of recording, you're going to be performing in Vancouver for Kaigai Idol Pride Stage 2, hosted by Nonsuite. And we're very excited to see you perform here in Vancouver. Really quickly, actually, before we continue to move on, I hadn't introduced a very important person who is integral, absolutely integral to our conversation with Meikai Oceanus today.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jared from Fortune Fair Productions. I'm in charge of the tour for Meikai Oceanus and Setsuna's North American tour, and I'm also helping out here for translations. Thank you so much, Typically Tuesdays, for having us.
Thank you so much for being here, Jared. Again, you like, without you, you know, this interview wouldn't happen. So thank you so much for being here and for your support.
Thank you. Nina and Nonsuite as well.
Thank you. Shout out Nina Nonsuite, who is totally not in the room with us right now.
Thank you. We love you.
All right. It's great to hear that the North American fans have been so supportive and warm to you. I think, yeah, North American fans of idols are just like very excited to have these kinds of experiences, but even more when they know that it's somebody who's coming from overseas and they haven't seen their performances before. So it's really good to hear that. Actually, let's go ahead and listen to some of your music right now. We're going to start off today's playlist with your debut song, Meikai Oceanus, by Meikai Oceanus, off of the single Meikai Oceanus. yeah, could you talk a little bit about that? Inori?
Okay. This song shows what our group is all about. It means we are like a light deep in the ocean and chasing our dream with some breath like this. And it's also our debut song with the same name as our group. So the whole song really shows our style and the charming, like the thing all about. So it's very, I think it's very
hopeful.
Positive song. Thank you.
All right, let's listen to that right now. Here is Meikai Oceanus by Meikai Oceanus.
星光，你向着黑暗中承受。 Bird Note. This northern mockingbird may not have much in common with us humans, but we can both learn to make complex sounds, like that impressive song or the words I'm saying right now. Since this vocal learning skill is uncommon in the animal world, scientists who study human speech often start with birds that learn to sing, says neurobiologist Eric Jarvis. To investigate the evolutionary origins of vocal learning, his team looked for clues in DNA and brain structures of humans and birds.
We found that parrots, songbirds, and hummingbirds each independently evolved their vocal learning abilities, just like humans evolved it independently of those three bird groups. So in the last 65 million years, three bird groups came up with an independent solution to the vocal learning ability, but using the same genes.
These genes and the brain regions where they're active are associated with the muscles in our voice boxes.
What happened is that in order to control the vocal organ, you need a very tight integration between hearing, producing, and imitating sound.
For humans and some parrots, that tightly integrated vocal learning system comes with the bonus.
The ability to learn how to dance to a beat of music. So that's the benefit of speech. The ability to dance.
Learn more about the evolution of bird song and speech when you listen to Season 7 of Bring Birds Back. I'm Jazzy Johnson.
We're back here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. You just heard Mekhi Oceanus by Mekhi Oceanus, and I happen to have them here with me in the studio. It's Mekhi Oceanus. They are a Taiwanese idol group produced by Sato Fei Studios, and they are going to be in Vancouver this weekend, November 8th, performing at Kaigai Idol Pride Stage 2, which is a small idol music festival hosted by Non-Sweet. Now, that event might have already happened, but hey, this is a great time for you to get into Mekhi Oceanus if you haven't already and if you missed seeing them live. Yeah, I want to know a little bit more about the Taiwanese idol scene. Since you have come to North America just a little bit ago and you performed at US Idol Fest, can you talk a little bit about how the Taiwanese idol scene compares to what you've seen in North America so far? Anli?
我觉得台湾的偶像圈已经进到一个商业化的阶段。那 我会觉得台湾像是每一组偶像或者是solo演出者都必须要有原创曲，会比较有怎么讲，就是在台面上的感觉吗？嗯嗯。So in
Taiwan, the scene has grown to a state where I guess it's more commercialized or more standardized. So a lot of the idols feel like they need to have original songs or meet a certain type of standard compared to North America, where it's still a growing scene and there's more covers or there's more room for people to express themselves. I guess not using the word amateur, not in a negative way, but there's a lot more room to explore yourself in North America compared to, I guess, more stricter guidelines in the Taiwan scene currently.
Can you talk a little bit more about the kind of like the organization and structure of the Taiwanese idol industry right now as it is?
在台湾的话，如果是出道一段时间的团体，通常会比较多首的原创曲。那通常一段演出大概是20到30分钟左右，那就会是整个表演的歌单都是那个团体的原创曲。我觉得这是台湾比较主要现在的发展的样子。那我觉得在美国的话，会比较像是，我觉得大家彼此分享自己的梦想。嗯嗯。 开然后开心的想要把自己做的开心的事情告诉大家所有人，感觉是把喜欢自己喜欢的歌曲告诉大家的感觉。对对对，这是我觉得不同的地方。So
in Taiwan, the more established idol groups usually will have several original songs, you know, a couple months after their debut. So in a 20-30 minute set, usually it's a fully original song set list, or they might feel pressure to put on that type of performance for people. In America, there's more room for people to express themselves. There are some North American idols who are producing original music, but a lot you can do covers, songs from Japanese or overseas idols that you really like yourselves. There's a lot of American artists who even cover like American or Western songs for their idol performances. So there's more room for you to express yourself and provide a show performance that you want to bring to a stage rather than artists trying to conform to what the audience or the stage might expect of idols in Taiwan.
In order, yeah.
就是我们的现在台湾的部分就会有很多拼盘，就是可能每个周六周日都会有非常多的活动，然后拼盘也都是一次都会团体，可能是十几个团体这样互相轮演。但在美国的方式，就是北美的方式比较像是会结合动漫展，所以现场还会有更多不同多元的方式去结合在，像我们有看到 VTuber 或是一些 coser， 可是现在在台湾的话，大部分是直接跟动漫展是拆开的，所以是纯偶像的表演，就是让我觉得还蛮特别不太一样的地方。
Another thing Inori pointed out is currently in the Taiwan scene, since it's fairly established, every weekend, Saturday, Sunday, there are huge Taibons or I guess joint performances from Taiwanese idols. A whole day from noon to night, there's 10 or so groups performing one after another. So it's a purely idol performance. However, in America, a lot of the events are still adjacent or collaborating with the anime scene or more of the Japanese culture scene. At US Idol Fest, we saw a lot of VTubers performing or even cosplay idols appear. So there's more diversity, inclusivity in the American space so far. And there's not as much of a standalone pure idol events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I appreciate that response, actually. It's something that I've been thinking a lot about personally, having not a whole lot of experience with like overseas idols or anything like that, but it's something that I like kind of got the feeling about. Our scene in Vancouver is very like do it yourself, very like DIY based, and a lot of that starts off in like cosplay or yeah, the kind of like anime fandoms and that type of thing. Like for example, Love Live. You guys know Love Live?
Yeah.
A lot of there are a few groups I think out here who started because they were cosplaying Love Live and performing Love Live songs. But it's really interesting to hear that it is, there's a lot more of a focus on original pieces in Taiwan. So that's kind of cool.
Actually, we are cosplayer too.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense, yeah.
Do you have a favorite character you guys like to cosplay?
Actually, we love Bandoli, you know that?
Bandoli?
Yeah.
My goal.
That's awesome.
We love anime.
Yeah. That's fair. Yeah, I feel like a lot of people get into idols and anime at the same time. There's so much overlap there, you know?
Actually, Ali is started by cover Love Life.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Love
really? Life.
Yeah. And yeah.
Can I ask who was? Did you have one character that you used that you usually perform as?
Muse is a Minami Kotori.
Kotori.
Aqua is a Watanabe Yo.
Good characters. I like them. Yeah. Oh.
You know them?
I know a little bit about Love Live.
Oh.
Yeah. But to be honest, I haven't watched the anime. I haven't watched the anime at all, but I used to listen to their music. You haven't seen it either?
What?
Oh.
No.
I know a lot of character from Love Live.
I haven't seen Love Live either. I'm really not into Love Live. Sorry about that.
You need to. What?
Yeah. I'm actually only into an anime and like shonen manga. Shonen Jump. Gintama.
Series.
Yeah. We're more into it.
I love Chainsaw Man.
Yeah.
Good series to
be in. I'm a Mandarin person.
Mandarin person, yeah.
That's fair. All right, thank you about that. I'm not going to lie, I'm getting a little bit lost here. How are you really getting the conversation? I'm interested to learn more about your deep ocean concept. It's something I feel like that's quite distinct to you, because usually when people, they, usually when idols do like an ocean theme, they're not doing the deep ocean. They're just doing like shallow ocean, right? All the deep ocean creatures, they're kind of weird and scary.
No.
No, no, they're it. Cute.
We love.
Yeah, they're cute.
Yeah?
I
no,
love it.
No, I don't mean you guys.
Oh.
No, I mean the creatures in the ocean.
Yeah, yeah. I mean the creature.
I like oh, anglerfish.
Oh. Oh. Yeah. Can you tell me more about your deep ocean concept, Umi?
Yeah. Actually, when we were choosing our group name, yeah, we thought about a lot of elements, like skies or oceans or land or stars. But actually, there are a lot of groups in Taiwan. They're always using stars and sky as a group name or group symbol. So we're thinking about, how about under the sea? How about we're just different from the others? We just want it to be, how about land? But land isn't cute. Land is just like mud,
yeah,
and worms, insects, and I think it's not cute. And I think, oh, fish, the creatures.
Fish.
Actually, I'm really into ocean. So my name is actually ocean in Japanese. Yeah. So I think that, oh, we can choose about ocean. And I'll tell them, and they say, oh, yeah, that's great. That's really nice. Nobody have chooses this element before. Yeah, then we are ocean.
Oh, yeah. Okay. In Taiwanese group, the idol group, they pop up and just very positive. So we want to change the style.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. That's, yes, Umi.
And we're the little light, little tiny light under the sea. So it's positive and different from the others.
Yeah.
And that's what we want.
We want different.
Yes.
You have a kind of like a stronger image about like overcoming challenges and togetherness and stuff. Can I ask, do you guys have like a favorite deep sea creature?
I don't
turtle
is not
a deep sea. Gerald,
do you know 大王巨足虫? I will
okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 我喜欢水母.
Sarah's a big fan of jellyfish.
Jellyfish? Yeah. You know what? Do you have one? Turtles?
Sea turtle. Okay. I always buy the, I don't, 玩具要怎么讲?
Yeah, toys or plush.
My bed, put on my bed. So
oh,
cute.
Okay.
I bought one in America.
Have you guys gone to, will you guys be able to go to Vancouver Aquarium?
We don't have plans yet, but we can talk about it for our rest days if you want to go to the aquarium.
Is there any beluga whales there?
Beluga whales? Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
We must go there. Please.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, sorry, Nina, we're canceling your schedule.
It's a must go.
Okay,
and back to the question.
Yeah.
My favorite creature is
giant isopod.
Oh,
yeah.
Like crawling on the ground. Yeah, yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I have a lot of bag. Is that?
Oh, trinkets on your bag that you hang on. Yeah.
Taiwan has a ramen 公子. 之前有那个
ramen.
有大王巨组织 Meg Noodle.
People are putting giant isopods on ramen.
Yeah, in Taiwan.
I got one too.
Okay. She gave it to me.
Yeah, because I got free.
Okay. they're a toy.
No.
Real.
You eat it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. Interesting. Okay.
Special. Not normal, but special.
Yeah. I would love to see a photo. So, Umi, you like belugas?
And actually, yeah, I like all kinds of fish. All kinds of creature under the sea.
Awesome.
But especially beluga whales.
Belugas, yeah. Mm. Are the beluga whales here in Vancouver Aquarium are kind of famous locally. So, yeah.
Go.
Yeah. Exciting.
Anjang?
Yeah, Anjang.
我不确定算不算海洋生物，但我喜欢企鹅。
嗯，
penguin. Maybe not a deep sea creature, but Henri Anjang's a huge fan of penguins.
Yeah. I love birds.
Oh,
I'm a big fan of birds.
We have ducks.
Okay. Ducks? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You know what? We should go birding. We can talk about this later. But yeah, oh my goodness, I'm having such a fun time. I'm like getting totally sidetracked from our interview questions. Yeah. But I think now is a good time to listen to some music, actually. So let's listen to Beyond the Darkness, which is one of your singles. Does anybody want to share a little bit about that track? Henri?
我觉得 Beyond the Darkness 算是从 Make It 偶像是第一首的衍生的歌曲。 那它比较像是在叙述我们在黑暗中，可是我们怀抱自己的希望跟梦想前进的感觉。
So Beyond the Darkness is sort of an extension to the storyline or the concept from the Meikai Oceanus song. In Meikai Oceanus, the song concept is being the faint but still strong beacon of light in the deep ocean so people can still follow towards them or get motivation. And Beyond the Darkness is about them finding strength and pushing forward and breaking new ground and finding strength to continue on in their path.
Yes.
然后这首歌跟其他歌比较不一样的地方是我们副歌会有重唱的部分，对，就是会有一个人负责唱音，然后其他的成员负责在那边叠唱其他的歌词。
So one special thing about the song is during the chorus, there's a lot of overlaying of harmonies and different vocal lines. There's some members who have a sustained note throughout the chorus while everyone else is supporting or parallelly singing the main lyrics for the chorus. Yeah.
All right. That sounds exciting. It is a really fun track. So we're going to listen to that right now. Here is Beyond the Darkness by Meikai Oceanus here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Come is Bird Note. What does an owl sound like? For a long time, author and illustrator Becca Rowland thought the answer was simple.
As a kid, an owl made one sound. Like, a cow says moo and an owl says hoo, and like, that was it. But very few owls actually make that noise. They have such a wide variety of sounds. They sound like a horse.
Like the eastern screech owl.
Or they sound like a kazoo.
That's the long-eared owl.
Or the barn owl, like someone absolutely screaming because they're being murdered. Like, it's a terrible noise.
These owls are among dozens of entries in Becca's new book, Bird Talk, hilariously accurate ways to identify birds by the sounds they make.
If it sounds like a kettle whistling, it's a snowy owl. If it sounds like someone learning to play a recorder, it's a northern saw-whet owl. In your head, you think, I know what an owl sounds like, and then you learn that you don't. I love learning things that I thought I knew that were wrong.
Learn more about Becca's book, Bird Talk, at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel.
You just heard Beyond the Darkness by Mekhi Oceanus here on Typically Tuesdays on 90.1 FM CJSF. I'm Leslie, and I've got Mekhi Oceanus here in the studio with me. We are talking about like their concept and their work as idols in the Taiwanese idol scene and what they're doing here in North America and in Vancouver. So now that you've performed overseas a few times, you were in Hong Kong earlier this year, I think, and then just a couple of days ago, you were in Los Angeles. You're about to perform in Vancouver very soon. What's next on your agenda? What's your next goal, whether overseas or in Taiwan? Because these are big projects. Say that.
之后我们会去广州跟北海道, 然后就回台湾之后, 我们也会有蛮多的主催公演, 我们自己有一个 live house, 然后会有一个不定期的公演在那边这样子。
So their next milestone is performing in Guangzhou and also Hokkaido, and they also have a lot of concerts and events scheduled in Taiwan. Their manager recently opened up a new venue, so they have a lot of performances scheduled for there as well.
Mm-hmm. Can I go ahead?
我想补充一下 1月10号是我的圣诞季 有空可以来玩
yeah. January 10th is also Sarah's birthday. That birthday live will be hosted in Taiwan as well if you're able to make it.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, Vancouver folks, go check that out.
Yeah.
But are you talking about Guangzhou in mainland China or like some other place?
Yeah. Oh yeah, China. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay, my family is from there.
Oh!
My people are from there. Oh, this is so exciting. I don't really talk to my family over there, but oh. somehow people will go. And it's so exciting to hear you guys go over there. Okay, that's awesome. Yeah, having the live house is going to allow you guys to have like more of like a... Is it going to allow you guys to have more of like regular appearances, regular performances?
有机会的话应该会举办就是比较多我们自己跟Sezuna的活动这样子, 帮我们自己的工作室的演出这样
Yeah, now that their management team has their own venue, it's a lot easier to host shows that are focused on Mekhi Oceanus and Setsuna rather than collaboration opportunities or sort of like opening for other acts at different stages. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
像例如我们之前在虽然不是在我们的场地但是在其他场地我们有办过主催公演 那就会有cosplay的 就是我们会 cosplay 演出，或者是会有各种不同的主题。那之后如果在我们自己的场地的话，就可以做更多变化。嗯，然后十一月跟十二月都有，希望大家可以来。嗯，So
in their previous when they are the main act of events, they would have a different cosplay sets or a lot more concepts at other venues. But now they have their own venue, they will be able to bring their concepts. Do bigger and better concepts in the space that they control. And they have a lot of shows planned for November and December. If you're able to visit Taiwan, please make the time to go see them.
That is so exciting. What's the address?
You can search for Encounter on social media platforms. Yeah.
Encounter Taipei.
Encounter Taipei. Yeah. Good to know. All right. Look that up if you're interested in go checking out Mekhi Oceanus and Setsuna, who's their... solo sister act who you'll be hearing on Typically Tuesdays next week. Look forward to that. But for now, let's talk a little bit more about what you've got going on here in Vancouver. So you're going to be performing at Kaiga Idol Pride Stage 2. And if the listener is not familiar, that is kind of like a series of idol music events hosted by local idol group Nonsuite out here. You might be familiar with them if you've listened to the show at any point at this point. But you will all be performing on November 8th. What are you most excited about for your performance in Vancouver? Yunori?
This time we will bring a lot of our original song, and our sixth single, Lily Rune, is our new track, and we are so excited to finally performing here in Canada. And also wearing our fourth outfit in here. So I'm very excited to see everybody in Vancouver, how they like comix. Comics, and we got a lot of high tension in North America, so I'm excited. Sorry, can I speak Chinese?
I got you. You can contact Fortune Fair Productions for all of your translation needs.
Okay. 好，因为我们在北美就是有收到很多能量，就他们的能量都很high。那听大家说，就是加拿大的话，文化比较接近，但我还是会很好奇，说这里到底会有什么样的 mix hall 啊，或者是会有怎么样的应援方式？对，然后也很期待这里的舞台跟规模的状况。然后我们自己在美国也看到了很多，就是各种不同的 idol group， 所以我也想看看在这边的偶像会是什么样子的。
So they had a very eye-opening experience and a very positive experience in America at the Asayuru Taibon and also at US Idol Fest. They felt the warm reception of the American fans and expect the scene in Vancouver to be somewhat similar, but they are also looking forward to see the Vancouver fans' support, if it's more of the Western style, but also if there's any differences between Canada and America. So they're very looking forward to getting to know the Vancouver scene, see what it's like, and so far all the reception has been very positive, and they're very much looking forward to another positive experience at Kaiga Idol Pride.
Yeah, I'm so excited for you to find out what like the Vancouver idol scene is like. And yeah, Lemon?
Actually, I'm a little bit terrifying for to performance our original song because it's all Chinese. But in America, they are just like so sweet to us, and they say to us like, you guys don't need to do everything, you just stay on stage and they were supporting and screaming for us. That's so sweet.
Another thing I forgot to mention was Inori also brought up that there's some different calls and mixes or fan chants in North America that's different from Taiwan, so they're also looking forward to see if there's any different calls or mixes that the Vancouver scene might have cooked up.
The first time I went to a Vancouver idol show, the Otas, they were really intense. It took me off guard, actually. So I think you can look forward to that. But yeah, I think also to just like address Lemon, what you were saying, like I think honestly it is I guess from my personal opinion is that it's totally normal to be like kind of nervous, especially like you're in a new place, you might not be very familiar with like the performances or the performers over here, and you don't really know what the fan culture is like, but I think people in Vancouver, honestly, we're just really excited for anything.
I'm just afraid
that
they don't understand Chinese, and they were not able to understand that we performance about.
I think that's fair, but you know, maybe you could like share the lyrics on like your social media, and then you could tell people like if you're interested, you look like paste the lyrics into Google Translate and then follow
actually,
along.
When the lyrics is something positive, I just get a lot big smile to them. And it's negative. I just, so sad. Oh. My face.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
I'm
how
positive.
You. That's how you like express to the to the audience like what the message of the song is. Yeah. Yeah. That I think that will work also. Yeah,
it works.
Yeah, looking really, really looking forward to your upcoming track that's gonna be performed. Looking forward to play it on the show at some point. Getting into idols around the world I think also is like a really good way to learn about new cultures and stuff. When listeners from Vancouver, when they want to meet you, either, you know, here or some other place or in Taiwan, what is like a phrase or an essential word that they need to know in order to like talk to you, get your attention, that type of thing?
Oh.
Umi?
Whoa.
Can I talk in Chinese?
Yeah.
我们可以一个人讲一个。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
单字，我也觉得。
你说教他们的单字。
你是我推你，好可爱。Everybody, we can think about one phrase.
Okay.
Okay.
Start with
you first.
Lemon first.
Lemon
first.
How about Stella?
Stella first.
How about Umi 讲
How about you?
Okay. Umi 最可爱。It means that Umi is the cutest one.And all of us. Umi 最可爱 Umi 最可爱 Umi 最可爱 Umi 最可爱 Have you learned about it? Yeah!
Okay, great.
Your turn.
Lemon?
My turn. It's my turn. It's Inoli's turn. Inoli.
Oh, I got a simple. 我爱你
Oh my god.
我爱你because in Japan people, they learn about Chinese, the first is 我爱你 It used to everybody. So you can call 我爱你 Inoli, and I'm happy to sing this.
我爱你 means I love you in a Mandarin, if you're not aware. Let's see. Who should I pick on next? An Chang.
你是我的推。
So 你是我的推 means you're my oshi. For those who might not be familiar with Japanese terms, oshi literally means push, but the idol you are pushing or supporting or trying to lift to the very top. So 你是我的推 you are my oshi means you are my favorite idol, you are my favorite one that I want to support and keep pushing you forward.
Yeah, you need to put your name in it.你要说安江，你是我推
啊！
Or else they're gonna say it to everyone, and they're gonna be cheating on you.
Oh my god,
they are cheating on me already.
Oh my god, 你不讲
My turn.
Yeah, no.
Okay, 你是我的，你只能看着我。
Oh,
you guys know that. Why you guys are screaming?
Oh my god!
Oh my goodness!
It's mean like
可是不是粉丝这样跟你讲的吧？
对啊
，It's okay, it's okay.
Oh my god!
You are mine.
You're you know, you're doing the fishing.
Yeah, I'm fishing.
Catch koi.
That's bad.
Umi touch me.
No, we don't support it.
We don't support
it. I'm being myself. I don't fish. I'm just being myself.
So what does that mean?
So, 你是我的, you are mine.
You are mine.
那个,你只能看着我, you can only look at me or you can only have me in your eyes only.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of young, right?
我刚才想想结婚可以空袭我的
话 No, please don't.
No, 我们不卡机扣影。跟他不好哦。
Why don't I explain what Inori said first?
Okay.
So Inori is saying, like, or alternatively, you can say, we should get married. 結婚しよう.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily a good thing for Meikai Oshinas. We don't want them to do, like, the gachikoi, the real falling in love. We can't do that.
No.
It's against the contract.
Yeah.
How about you, though, Seira?
Sarah 是最棒的。
So, 最棒的 means the best. So Sarah 是最棒的。Sarah is the best. Yeah.
She's cheating me.
Yeah, she's cheating.
Yeah.
我爱你。
I hate you.
我不是在跟你说乌米。
I got some internal drama happening here in Meikai Oceana. But yeah, you've been talking about like getting to know the North American scene as well. You got to perform over at US Idol Fest and Yasuyoru Maid Cafe earlier last week at this point. So is there any group or act or performer that caught your attention? And we can go one by one here. Okay. Somebody who left a good impression on you.
First, Asayoru Medo, they are so cute.
Yeah.
And I'm surprising all Chinese.
就他们那边的女仆大部分都有就是有在当偶像、或者是有自己另外在出来组团或者是 Asayoru 自己的表演都有，但他们的表演就是对我来说就是很高的品质，然后又每个人都很可爱，然后又穿女仆装，就那天在Asayoru Maid Cafe 的时候，我就已经站在后面，就已经哇，好可爱哦的感觉。然后，后续的交流让我觉得他们都是很真诚在对待表演跟演出。然后，他们里面的 Maid 有跟我说一些就是鼓励我的话，让我觉得很感动。这样子，
So, while I guess maids and idols crossovers are more commonplace in Taiwan, they're very surprised to see this kind of culture also exist in America as well. Asayoru Maid Cafe's idol groups, Moeyage, all of Meikai Oceana has found them to be very cute. All the dances, the vocals, performances are at a super high level, and they're very impressed by the level of professionalism and how they carry themselves on American stages. And a lot of the maids from Asayoru Moeyage also, through chatting with Inori, gave her a lot of support and words of encouragement. So she's really grateful for that and really grateful to get to meet all of them.
That's awesome.
Love Asayoru.
Yeah, they're the group to catch, I guess, if you go to LA. Mm. Anyone else who wants to chime in? Say that?
Sweet.
我喜欢那个 Strawberry
Strawberry Sunday、
Strawberry， 他们的歌声很好听，跟他们的舞蹈很整齐，然后我觉得他们的表演是蛮有渲染力的，就是会蛮想要就是继续听他们唱歌跟演出这样子。
Sarah's a big fan of the group Strawberry Sunday. Their vocal performances are very impressive, very powerful. Their dances are Sorry, I'm not a trained dancer. They're very, very lined up, very in sync between the performers. And they really touch the audience and then make the audience feel like they want to keep on supporting them after the show. Very inspiring, yeah.
He also gave us a sticker. Yeah. He
also
gave us a letter. Oh, yes.
Strawberry Sunday also gave Meikai Oceana a bunch of stickers and even handwritten letters. So they're very, really touched by that gesture.
He also drew our face on that letter. Very careful. I like it. Everyone has one.
Yeah, I even drew a quick sketches of everyone's faces on the handwritten letters too. It's a lot of thought put into the gifts that Strawberry Sunday gave to Meikai Oceana.
That is so sweet. Yeah, that's so, so nice sweet. To hear about that. Lemon?
For me, I'm not lying.
Okay.
Truly. Oh. Non sweet.
Mm-hmm. Who are non sweet? I've never heard about them before, huh?
And I just found out they've been performing over 5 years. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, about 5 years, I think.
Yeah,
very soon.
They are powerful. Yeah. I love them. I love Nina.
Who's not in the room with us right
now?
He was great, and so was Non Sweet.
And Non Sweet, we also sing the same song, right?
Recall.
Recall.
We in Taiwan also covered a song with them. We this time also heard the same song. And we felt it was very shocking. We really like it.
Meikai Oceana is also performs the song Recall a lot in Taiwan, so they were very surprised to see Non Sweet also do that cover here in North America, and they were very impressed, just very touched to see that performance from Non Sweet, and yeah, it was very inspiring for Meikai Oceanus.
That's so lovely. Anchan,
Me and Anjang think that all of the above and all the performers we met are all very nice, and it
包括怎么讲
including
Strawberry Sunday, Moeyage, and Oyasumimi, and Non Sweet. every performers we met are all so nice to us, and the performing is so good and nice and fantastic, and people are really nice, really, really nice. Everybody's so nice.
Talk about it. I'm so surprised that Strawberry Sunday performs Chinese song.
Yeah.
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 Really?
Okay. Yeah, 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 yeah. Cool. It's very cool. Famous in Taiwan.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think Michael Oshana is Dale Demo Daisuki.
Didi.
Everybody's so cute. We are Didi. I'm sorry.
And
we are
they're Didi. Performing very high quality, so we are... Everybody, Dale Demo Daisuki desu.
You like everybody because the performance quality is so high and everybody's so kind.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, okay. And you guys are going to meet, you guys know Nonsweet. You're going to meet Freddy Zeus, who's also a local Vancouver group out here on Saturday. You're also going to meet somebody from Seattle, Kirameki Palettes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So very exciting for you all. We are... about to hit the top of the hour here on the show on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. One last thing, of course, is how can people support your work? Obviously, you've hooked them in now with this interview and with your songs. People who are interested in following Meikai Oceanus and learning more about the Taiwanese idol scene, how can they follow your work? How can they support you?
Hey, everyone can find us on YouTube or Spotify, Apple Music, or other streaming platforms. And also on Facebook, or Instagram, or Twitter, X. And maybe that's all.
And if
any fans are trying to catch in of any of their performances, they have a time tree, a timetable for all of their upcoming performances on their Instagram, on their Facebook that you can go check out.
All right. And what is your handle? Like your at?
So the handle is just at Meikai Oceanus on all platforms, I believe. M-E-I-K-A-I-O-C-E.
Ocean, U.S.
Sorry.
you got Google. You can look it up. All right. Yeah, sounds great. Thank you so much, everybody, again, for being here. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show. Next week, we're going to be talking to Meikai Oceanus' sister, act. She's a solo performer named Setsuna. I'm very excited for that conversation as well. Don't miss out here on Typically Tuesdays, Mondays at 3:00 to 4:00. And check out more great CJSF programming like Bitcoover on Tuesdays from 8:00 to 10:00, all about electronic and chiptune video game music. It's a really fun time. Listen to it here on 90.1 FM, Bitcoover Tuesdays from 8:00 to 10:00. We're going to listen to one final song as we close off the show today. This one's called Signal Mayday. It's a kind of like rock heavy track. It's a really fun time.
Yeah, this song is about like being depressed, but you don't want to
be folded.
To not stay in that mindset and to break free from it.
Yeah, you don't want to break through your true heart that you're being sad. And this song is just talking about to shout out to ourselves and saying Mayday to ourselves. Mm-hmm. And then say that we need help and to call out others that to help us. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. It's a very positive message, especially for people who are going through it, you know? Mm. Yeah. We'll look forward to that at the end of the hour here on Typically Tuesdays. Thank you so much again for tuning in to the show. I've been Leslie, and they've been Meikai Oceanus. And here is the final track, Signal Mayday by Meikai Oceanus. My name's Leslie, and I will talk to you again very soon.
眼泪伸出手压抑着胸口感受不到往日的激动最喜欢的那款游戏确定真的如画面分心找不到 多想全力向自己证明与众不同。